Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. With you tuning in on your inspiration station in Mississippi at 94.1 FM, we welcome you all to our program, as well as those joining us through our online affiliates around the world. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. I'm really excited to welcome back bestselling author Alan Klein to our program today. Alan has given us some amazing books over the years that I've had a chance to be able to discuss with you all here. Some of my favorites have been Mom's the Word, The Wit, Wisdom, and Wonder of Motherhood. Another great one was Words of Love, Quotations from the Heart. And also, I think one that many people will remember is You Can't Ruin My Day. Well, now he's out with a new book that I think all of us, no matter who we are, can be able to see ourselves in. It's called Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn, Enriching Your Life by Viewing It Through the Eyes of a Child. We'll talk to Alan not only about the book and how it came about, but also what it's been like for him already to see the way that audiences are responding to the book. We'll mention a couple of the points that Alan mentions in the book here and let you know at the end of our segment how you can get the book for yourself. Alan, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Cyrus.
Look, glad to have you back on with us, Alan. And, you know, when I have you on the program, I know it's going to be something that's going to be positive, something upbuilding, but I think also something that's going to make us think and kind of look at things a little bit differently. When I first heard about your new book, you know, I was really curious about the title. And then when you kind of went through the secrets that kids do know and kind of break those down and analyze them for us, it really shows, I think, how so much, you know, there is for us to do as adults. What has it been like for you already, Alan, to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, the book has only been out 1 week tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I already got one review that said this book is a masterpiece and every parent should read it. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, I'm really thrilled with that. And I'm glad and happy and honored that you are helping spread the word.
Well, I'm glad to do it. I mean, one of the things that you are known for talking about is joy. People who follow you online know that that is one of the secrets, in fact, secret 10 of the book that you share, Be Joyful, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Do you find that you're being able to kind of look at children and look at, you know, kind of what brings them joy, Alan, and what brings them happiness and that sustained happiness that they're able to have, that made you want to be able to write a book like this for us?
Well, the book actually, yes, it came out of my daughter's experience with me. We laugh a lot together. Hard to believe, but she'll be 50 years old, or was 50 years old 2 weeks ago. And we still laugh a lot. And the book came about because I was writing my first book, The Healing Power of Humor. And she was a young teenager. And I was writing and deep in writing, and she would come and interrupt me like every 15 minutes. And finally, I put this huge sign on my door that said, do not disturb unless it's an emergency. And I closed my door, and about 15 minutes later, sure enough, Sarah bangs on the door, and I get angry and yell out, you know, is this an emergency? And she goes, yeah, Dad, I have to tell you something. Quickly, open the door. So I opened the door and I said, what is the emergency, Sarah? She said, Dad, I need to tell you I love you.
Oh.
And it was that, I mean, it was many years ago, but it gave me a little inkling that maybe kids could be our greatest teachers. I mean, here, Cyrus, I was writing a book about humor and taking myself way too seriously. So
right.
From then on, I realized kids are great teachers. We can learn a lot from them. We often tell them to grow up, settle down, get serious. But I think maybe now they can tell us that we, you know, as adults, we've grown up too much. And perhaps we need to grow down. So that's what this book's about.
And you do it in such a practical way, again, giving personal examples, as you just did there, Alan, and I appreciate that, but also by giving us things that kind of make us think and kind of make us kind of stop and look at the world around us. I have to say, when I was reading this book, one of the things that I have done, and people ask me sometimes how I'm able to read so many books a year, but I normally take full advantage of every quote-unquote free moment that I have, whether it's riding on transportation or if I'm waiting on a call or waiting at a stop or waiting, you know, at an appointment, I normally take the book along with me or have it on my Kindle. This book kind of made me stop and think and say, wow, you know, how many things are we missing by trying to be so busy, by being so efficient? I mean, what was that question like for you to analyze, Alan, about how much of the world are we missing out on by not really taking it in?
Well, it's so true. There are things, and one of the chapters in the book, I think it's called Be Amazed, because just to stop, look, and listen at the abundant world. I mean, a lot of people don't see the abundance in this world, and kids do.
Right.
You know, kids say, why can't I have that? I want that. You know, everything is possible for them. The sky's the limit for kids. And I think it could be the same thing for adults, but often we get, as you say, too busy. We don't stop. We don't look. I'm currently growing begonias out my kitchen window in a box, a planter box. I am amazed at those flowers. You know, and I went out and looked even closer, and getting a close-up view is even more amazing. And I think that's one of the things kids can teach us, to stop for, you know, it doesn't take too long sometimes, 10, 20 seconds, and look around at your world, because it's truly amazing. It's truly abundant. I mean, I see, and you do too, I'm sure, people walking down the street these days, not even looking at each other because they're all on their cell phones.
Right.
And I think we've lost something there. Cell phones are great way to communicate. But we're not looking at each other. We're not acknowledging each other. We're not greeting each other.
Right.
And I think it's kids, you know. I was at a conference once, and this little kid that I had made contact with the day before saw me. I was outside. It was way down the path, and the kid saw me and just came charging, running right at me, and gave me this huge hug. So kids know how to do that, and they teach us love and compassion and so many good things, how to be amazed at this world, how to be creative, how the sky's the limit. It just is truly so many things we can learn from them.
For sure. One of my favorite chapters, Alanist, is secret number 3, be bold, eat dessert first. And there are a couple of things in that chapter that you mentioned that I want to be able to talk about here with our audience. I think, you know, one of the big ones, though, and I actually would just read this from the book, you wrote this: I was going to call this chapter Be Flamboyant, but I had second thoughts about using such a fancy word in conjunction with a book about the mindsets of children. Its meaning, in part, is exuberant, which definitely fits the high spirit and enthusiasm that children often display, but it didn't resonate with me because it would most likely not be a word that children would know or use. So I chose bold instead, which is both a simpler word and also one that describes a child's daring, fearlessness, and enthusiasm, surely things that adults can learn to embrace. You and I were talking briefly before we began this segment, Alan, and one of the things I talked about is that we've allowed fear to stop us. You know, with children, they don't care what you think about them, you know, flying through crowds and blowing up things around them in their own world. We as adults have gotten so aware of what it means, a lot more conservative, I think, in the way that we do. How is being bold, how has that helped you?
Oh, my God. Do we have another hour? Because over and over in my life, I was told, I cannot do this. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You'll never get a book published. I mean, my first book, people would say, and this is before e-books, you can't get a book published. There's 40,000 books published a year. No one will buy the book, blah, blah, blah. That was the healing power of humor, which is now in a 40th-some-odd printing and the 9th foreign language. I mean, you can't tell me I can't be something. Years ago, because I lived in New York City and I was somewhat involved with the Macy Day Parade at the time and would be there every morning to set up the set for Captain Kangaroo, which I designed and he was the MC. But here I am, like, I don't know, you know, 60 years later, and I'm thinking, God, I want to be in that parade, you know. I really would love to march in the Macy Day Parade. And then I'm thinking, but I don't know how to do that. I don't know who to contact. I don't know how you get to be in the parade. But I thought, I'm going to be bold, just like a kid. I'm going to ask for what I want, right? The sky's the limit, right? So
right.
I put it on Facebook. I thought, well, the most friends I have is on Facebook. And a colleague who lives in New York City answered, and she said, I don't know how to do it either, but I'm in New York. I'll investigate it. She told me who to write to. I told them why I wanted to be in the parade. And the next Thanksgiving, I actually marched in the Macy Day Parade. And Cyrus, it was one of the most joyous events of my life. Because everyone around me is shaking hands with the kids and everyone's smiling and happy and wishing each other a happy Thanksgiving. And it just was an amazing experience. But initially, you know, people said, you know, you can't do that. That's like being too bold, you know. But
yeah.
I believe, you know, I call myself a jollytologist. I made it up because I do believe, like a kid, I can be anything I want in this world.
Right.
And so just be bold, make it up, do what you want, put it out in the world, get people to help you to do it, and miracles happen, I find.
For sure. You go on to say in this chapter, Alan, the world needs our light. Perhaps it is time to put aside our shyness, be bold like a child, and shine as bright as we can. And I think the thing is, as you put it out there, yes, there will be people, you know, I've had it happen to me, people think, you know, you're crazy, that's not going to happen. And I think so many times, though, there's the fear of even trying. I mean, I think people are so fearful, and I have been there, so I can put myself in that category. You're so afraid of the possible no, you don't give yourself room enough for what if it's yes, what if the answer is yes. Have you found that that's something that you have been able to share with other people, not just through words and through a book like this, Alan, but also through the way that you're able to live, like the example you gave about the parade?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting you say you bring up that part because last year or so I've been thinking, well, what do I really do? I mean, you know, what is a jollytologist? And certainly I show people how to find humor in the not-so-funny stuff, and I do that in my books and my keynote speeches and workshops. But more than that, I thought, what I really am is the ambassador of light. So it's interesting when you mention light. I just want to help people lighten up, and I want to help people see more positiveness in their life. Because, yeah, we all have difficulties, but we also have the joyous lighter times, and that's really what I want to show people how to find. And of course, this book does that through kids because they're frequently playful, they're frequently up, they're frequently lighter. I mean, I advise people maybe go to a playground, you know, and just watch the kids play and see the joy there, or borrow your neighbor's kid or your niece or nephew and take them to the playground and just hang around kids, and I think a lot of that starts rubbing off.
For sure, yeah. We're going to mention another big one that you and I discussed before we went on here, Alan, that is be present here in a moment. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, it's on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today Alan Klein. He's celebrating the release of his new book, Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn, Enriching Your Life by Viewing It Through the Eyes of a Child. We'll remind you at the end of the segment how you can get the book for yourself. As I mentioned, the next one I wanted to talk to you about, Alan, is a big one as well. I think it's one that we kind of tackle a lot here on Conversations Live. You have it listed in the book as secret number 15, Be Present, Live in the Moment. And again, this is a big one for people because, again, we don't always give ourselves that opportunity because even as you shared in your example earlier, we're busy, whether we're, you know, talking on the phone. I'm too clumsy to try to do that myself. I just have to kind of look around and make sure I'm going where I'm supposed to be going so I don't bump into anyone. But how is being present, how is enjoying the moment, Alan, benefited you in your life?
Well, let me just first tell you a story of kids that I saw at the airport and talk about being in the moment. The plane I was about to get on, a number of people were too, was delayed, you know, like 3 hours. And I noticed how the adults grumbling, you know, I'm going to miss my connection, this is terrible, I'm going to be 3 hours late, blah, blah, blah. And two little kids sat on the floor to took out their Ninja toys, whatever they were, and used the carpeting as little, because it had all these patterns in it, as little road maps. So they were like, the toys were like going down this little road that was printed in the carpet. And I thought, that's really in the moment. It's taking whatever's given to them and using it right in the moment and not thinking about the future, that, you know, I'm going to be through with delayed 3 hours. Instead, they took those 3 hours and they enjoyed it. It was extra time for them to be in the moment, to enjoy the moment, instead of thinking about, I'm late, I'm going to miss that plane, so they were right there. And I think kids, you know, do that all the time, and they just, they're right in the present. It's why I think they enjoy themselves, because they're not worried about the future.
Right. I think that's true. Kindness is another big one for you that you mentioned. Optimism is another secret. These are all things, again, that as we are, you know, growing up, we seem to have so much of, even in the examples that you're sharing with us here, Ellen, kind of show us. But, you know, there is that switch that seems to happen. I mean, for you, as I was reflecting back on the other books that we've discussed, does it seem as though, I mean, the other work really led up to where you are now with this book? Because, I mean, a lot of them, I think, you know, when it comes to what you learned from your, you know, from moms, let's take that book, Mom's the Word. I mean, you give a lot of examples in this book about things that you, you know, that you kind of reflect on with your own mother. Do you find that this book was just a natural progression for you to write?
Well, I think not only the book, but my work is, you know, I started out teaching therapeutic humor, and I still do that. But I think the bottom line there is what I'm teaching people, and I finally got it after 20 years of doing this, is that I teach people about changing their attitude. So whether you see it through the eyes of a child or whether you just, you know, find some positive in the negative, it's all about changing your attitude, because that's really all you have. And that your thoughts and your intentions, I think, create your reality. And in fact, now that I've said that, I did a TEDx talk last year just about that. It was actually for high school students, and your listeners can go to TEDx and put in my name, Ellen Klein, they can see it. But it's really all about attitude. How are we seeing the world? I think it was Einstein that said the most important thing is, and I'm paraphrasing, do we see the world as positive or negative? Do we see the world as hostile, I think was the word he used, or friendly? And it's all in our attitude, because the same situation, I could be in a traffic jam, for instance, and I could be happy, I'm listening to your show, I'm listening to music, and someone else is furious because, you know, the cars aren't moving. Same situation, different way of looking at it. And so this book shows people how kids can help them, adults, change their attitude.
Yeah, and we can all use that. I mentioned, of course, that chapter, Be Present. I wanted to actually share something from that I think our audience will appreciate. Alan, children are less concerned about the past and the future than adults, you write. To enjoy life more like them, we too must be more focused on the present. Of course, children don't have bills to worry about, the boss to contend with, or the aches and pains of aging. Still, too often our longing for the past and our worry about the future occupies so much of our time that we neglect the enjoyment that the moment has to offer. The good old days, as you write, are in large part just that, old and stale. The past is gone. The future isn't here yet. All we really have is this moment. And that is one of my big things that I have really tried to embrace now, is to make each moment count. How important has that been for you now, Alan, as you kind of reflect on the audience you've kind of garnered around the world, you know, as someone who people look to for stories like this that inspire them? How important has that been for you to realize the importance of making those moments count?
Well, I learned that lesson years ago, and we may have talked about this on a previous show. My wife had a rare liver disease when she was 31, and she died at 34. And the great lesson for me first of all, she taught me that because even during those 3 years, she used a lot of humor. And even during tragedy, I realized that could be humor, and not only could be, but it helps us rise above a situation. But after she died, what I realized and why I love telling people about the importance of living in the moment is because, after she died, I realized I don't know how long I have to live. You know, it could be the next month after she died. It could be many, many years, which it turned out to be. But I live in San Francisco. We could have an earthquake in the next 10 minutes. I hope not, but and I could be gone. So I need to enjoy those 10 minutes. I need to enjoy the moment, because if I don't, then I'm kind of wasting my life. And, why are we here? I mean, my wife's idea was why we were here was to enjoy ourselves, and that everyone in our life was actually, I remember her saying this, everyone in our life was our playmate. Everyone in our life was somebody that we, could have a good time with, to play with, to relate to in a fun way. And so I guess I'm carrying out some of her message still and telling people how important that is. And through this book, that we can learn that from children.
Right. Again, the book is called Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn. It is a fascinating look not only at our lives, but also at the possibilities that are still there for us if we don't give up on them. I think the other thing about this book, as with other books of yours, Alan, is that it is very hopeful. That, people can read this, they can reflect on the examples you give, on your own experiences, and say, you know what, it's not too late. It's not too late to turn things around. I think also the other thing that I took away that I would be curious to know your thoughts on is that I think it will help us, too, not to be so hard on children. I think so many times we're so quick to tell them to stop doing something, to, focus more on X, Y, or Z. Is that also your hope, that there is a reverse thing there, that we can then be able to not only learn these lessons from them, but then to be able to show we got it by the way that we interact with them?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I had one woman in my class, this was years ago, I was kind of surprised she said this, but we talked about using humor and using it with your kids, and she said, I can't do that. And I said, why not? She said, because I'm the adult. I'm the authority. I have to teach them how to behave. And the class kind of went, oh, She said, I can't laugh with my kids. And I thought about that for a long time, and I thought, wait a minute. I mean, laughter is bonding. It helps you. And not showing your kid. I mean, what she's teaching her kids was the seriousness of life and kind of squelching the kids' natural enthusiasm for life. And I think a lot of parents do that. They think that, oh, I'm the adult. I'm I have to show them that life is serious. Well, yes, it's serious, but it's also not serious. And as I said a little while ago, I think we're here to have a good time while we're here. So I think we need to teach our kids that, as well as them teaching us how to lighten up.
Yeah. It's a great message, Ellen, and a great conversation, a conversation that never seems to last long enough. I mean, I tell people when I tell them that it's a 30-minute segment, I tell them I always add, that it always goes by so fast, because especially when there's something there that I think all of us can benefit from and it's an engaging conversation. What is your hope, though, Ellen, as people are listening to this conversation, they're just now hearing about the book for the first time, what is your hope that they will be able to glean from Secrets Kids Know after they read it?
Well, first of all, I hope they buy the book and they buy 10 for their friends, because I realize that, I have a bucket list of things that sometimes are outrageous, like watching the Macy's Day Parade that I mentioned. But
right.
I just got that I want more people to read this book, to get some of the lessons that you talked about, to grow down, basically, so that they enjoy their life more and they're not so serious about life. But I also realized I put on my bucket list yesterday, actually, I would like this book to be on, and I'm going to put it out to the world now because I think that's the way things work, to be on a bestseller list, USA Today, New York Times, particularly bestseller list. And I think that's possible. I really believe that. And
yeah.
But it's not for selfish reasons. It's not because I want to make more money. I'm pretty comfortable. I love what I do. You know, my life is abundant. But I really want people to get that, and you kind of mentioned it, that, you know, there's so much good material in this book. And we just forget, I think, how wise, you know, children are. And I think this will be a reminder to help adults be wiser and be more creative and be happier and be optimistic. And as you said, be present. And be truthful and be curious and and all of those, and just be amazed at the world, the incredible world we live in. So that's why I want people to know about this book, to enjoy reading it and to learn from it.
Well, I think there is so much for them to learn, and I'm so glad that we got a chance to discuss it. It's always a pleasure having you on the program, Alan, and looking forward to doing it again. So definitely invite our audience to be able to head over to Amazon.com. There you can get the book for yourself. Again, it is Secrets Kids Know That Adults Ought to Learn. Also, your favorite bookstore. If they do not have it, they'll be more than happy to be able to order it for you. And, Alan, let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and kind of keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, if they want to email me, it's Alan, A-L-L-E-N, at Alan Klein, AlanKlein.com, or go to my website, www.alanklein.com.
All right, so make sure you all take advantage of that. Alan, again, congratulations to you on the book. Looking forward to seeing it on the bestsellers list. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Alan, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site, so head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you click on the link there, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there, too. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You will make it a great one.